Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, we encourage you to call right now. Bob, Richard, and I would love to hear from you and to address your question on this edition of Basic Gospel. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Once again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to be talking today about the biblical path to peace, and we have this wonderful brochure that we want to put in your hands. It's our gift to you. You call right now, 844-322-2742, order your copy, or go to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. There's a big image right on the front page with this brochure. Just click that, follow the instructions, give us your name and address. We'll send this to you as quickly as I can. This is a tool. This is something that I studied for months on end when I first joined the ministry some 35 years ago. So this year is my 35th anniversary in this particular ministry. And so the first year I spent just hour upon hour upon hour just working through various training materials, training resources. This is one of those training resources that really made an impact in my life. And so we've put together this brochure. We want to put it in your hands right now. But it is a chart that traces the pathway that we take into emotional problems. And it also provides a solution, a breakout, that will put you on a path to peace. So it's one of the most practical tools that we've ever put together. And yesterday we started working through this particular chart, and we want to continue doing that today. So this path, whichever path that we end up going down, whether it's a downward spiral toward depression and despair, or whether it's the path toward peace, it all begins in our thinking. It begins right up here in this 6-inch space between these two ears. So what are we thinking? What is our perspective toward life? We can either have a worldly perspective or we can have a godly perspective. Now, a worldly perspective is filled with things like unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies. So we can think about this world, or we can look at this world through rose-colored glasses. Things like, you know, my kids will never get in trouble. They will always be perfect. There's a lot of parents that go into the parenting world with that as an expectation. And when a teacher calls and says, little Johnny is really messed up today, the parent is just shocked because in their minds, little Johnny could never do such a thing. And they have to go through this disappointment. And then fear clicks in, and all these other things start this downward spiral if you don't deal with those unrealistic expectations. We see this a lot in the Christian world. Christians come to the table with unrealistic expectations like crazy, and it leads to depression and serious emotional problems for many Christians. Can Christians get depressed? Absolutely, sure. And they're doing it all the time. And why? Because most of them have unrealistic expectations. For example, we had a lady that called in a number of years ago, and she was so mad at God. You could just hear it in her voice. And the reason she was mad is that her husband had died. And in her explanation, she said, and we did all the right things. We gave our money, we prayed, we had the elders come and lay hands on him. We did everything we were supposed to, and God let us down. Well, what was that? That was a series of unrealistic expectations. They were approaching God not on the basis of by grace through faith in Jesus, but on the basis of a works contract. God, we're going to do our part, and you must do your part. So they had an expectation, but it was built on a wrong premise. And when God so-called did not deliver on what they expected him to do, and the fact that the husband died, the woman was ticked off, and she was moving down this pathway. She was down in this area called self-pity. What caused that? Her legalistic, worldly thinking. She thought it was Christian. She thought it was biblical. She thought it was godly. But in reality, it was nothing more than worldly thinking, unrealistic expectations in a Christian suit.
Yeah.
And so many Christians live life with those unrealistic expectations. And they think they're okay with them because they've dressed them up in a Christian suit. But at the heart of it is nothing but worldly thinking. So if we're going to walk the path of peace and experience peace, we have to have a renewed mind. So we have to come to those situations and learn to give thanks in all things. So it's a horrible thing to lose your husband. It's a horrible thing. But if he was in Christ, he is with Christ.
Yes.
That is good news. That is hope. That is an anchor for the soul. And as my mind starts to get renewed with that truth, seeing things from God's perspective, then we can learn to give thanks in that circumstance. And the result of that will be peace that passes understanding. Now, that's a process. It doesn't happen in just waving a magic wand. This is a process. The mind gets renewed with truth. Our hearts begin to respond to that with an attitude of thanksgiving. We call that faith. And the result of that will be the peace of God. That is the fruit of God's work in your life in that situation. But her problem, her emotional turmoil, her emotional bondage started with an unrealistic expectation about God.
Yeah.
It was a legalistic way of thinking. So that's why so many Christians are depressed today. That's why so many Christians are living in that seedbed called self-pity. And that's why so many Christians are giving in to the temptations of the world, because they are ticked off at God. God hasn't delivered what they expected him to deliver. So they're going to go out and find pleasure in the world. And so when temptation knocks, they're ready to say yes. We see it all the time. So how are we going to change that? We have to go from worldly perspective, from legalistic thinking, to grace-based thinking. And when we're implementing and employing grace-based thinking, we're going to see a whole different response to the circumstances of life, and we're going to experience a whole different way than what we would have otherwise.
Absolutely. That is good stuff, Bob. Thank you. And friends, if you'd like to join the conversation, we have an open line for you right now, 844-322-2742. As I said, it's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Basic Gospel is, of course, as we've said so many times, a listener-supported broadcast. And guys, as we were talking after the broadcast yesterday, we're facing a pretty steep uphill climb to meet our needs as a ministry. I know you'll want to talk more about that.
Yes, indeed. We do have an uphill climb. We do have a lot of ground to cover between now and June 30th. We have about $250,000 that needs to come in to meet our obligations. And why this is so critical and so urgent at this point, we've had cash in the bank. Well, we've been burning some of that cash, and the more we burn that cash, the closer we get to having nothing in the bank.
Yeah,
and
now,
so,
when you say burn that cash, you mean it goes for ministry. It goes
to
radio pay,
right.
Time payments and
We're tapping into reserves.
Yeah, right.
So instead of having money coming in from contributions to meet those obligations, we're tapping into reserves. Well, the reserves are getting low, and so we need some urgent action from our listeners. We need folks to call our toll-free number, 844-322-2742, and say, hey, I want to join with Basic Gospel. I want to keep the good news coming through the broadcast, through Facebook Live, through YouTube Live, through all the resources. I want to keep this good news coming through Basic Gospel. So we need your urgent action today. You can call the number, 844-322-2742, or you can go to our website, basicgospel.net, and click the contribute or the donate button and follow all of the instructions. But we just encourage you to take action today, to say, hey, this ministry has meant something to me. I know it means a lot to so many people around this world, and I want to keep it going out. So if you could do that, that would be a huge encouragement to us and will move us that much closer to our target at June 30th.
Not only an encouragement, but we really need your support, friends.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Let's go down to Clay in Thorndale, Texas. Hi, Clay. You're on Basic Gospel. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, Bob. You pretty much answered everything I thought you would say to this question, but take it to not just world thinking, but the wrong, like you said, legalistic thinking of who God is. And in Hebrews 4:12, it speaks of the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharp as a two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing of the soul and the spirit. So you can read that in other places in Scripture. There looks to me like there needs to be a division between the soul and the spirit. And what this says, the only way that that can come is through the Word of God, the person of the Word of God and his recorded record of what he said. And just as an example, not too long ago, I was in a gathering, and the pastor got up there and said, God is good. And I said, and his mercy endures forever. And everybody looked at me like something was wrong with me. And then all of a sudden they start this chant, God is good all the time. God is good. And then all the time, and it says all the time, God is good. And, you know, it's things like that that creep in because God's not good. It's almost like the lingo of today's society. He's holy. He's perfect. We don't even have the words to describe him. You know, we honor God and fear him in reverence. And so this stuff creeps in, and what it does, it's feel good, like feel good technology in the world. It's feel good Christianity, and it builds these people up, and they feel great and everything, but they haven't done anything to submit their souls to the Spirit to understand that the soul needs to be divided from the Spirit so it can be submissive to the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and be transformed away from the world by the renewing of our mind. And the only reason I'm saying this, maybe Richard may have something to say this, I see it a lot in the worship. You know, and I won't go into it, but a lot of this worship, you can't tell whether it's a boyfriend singing to the girl. It's title worship, and a lot of it, like this one song, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. I love the song, but the whole time I'm sitting there, come on, say the word Jesus. Say the word Jesus. But no, we're just singing about the name of the Lord. Okay. Well, go ahead, Richard.
Well, I hope you feel better, Clay. Yeah. I mean, I just love your passion and your heart, my friend, that – And I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, as far as our human souls, you know, when we come to Christ, something happens to our spirit. We're born again of the Spirit. So man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. We're a three in one type thing, a Trinity. So it's our spirit that is born again, and it's made alive. It was once dead to God. So when it was dead to God, we were trying to find our meaning and purpose out there in the world. We were trying to find unconditional love, unconditional acceptance out there in the world. Well, we were controlled by sin then. And so sin dictated what kind of came into our minds or gave us a sin perspective on the things, the information that we took into our minds through our five senses. And that's how we gather information, through our five senses. We see things, we hear things, we touch things, we smell things. That's how we get information. And that information, when we were lost, was filtered through a sin and flesh mechanism. So it came out perverted, and it moved us down a path of destruction, not one of life abundantly. Now the gospel penetrates through, reaches into these spirits of ours, quickens them, quickens those spirits to life, and then God's spirit comes and takes up residence right there. So there's a fusion, a oneness that happens between man's spirit and God's spirit. And from that, we have the spirit of truth that is now feeding through our human spirits into our minds truth. So we're given a brand new filter in which all of this information we're gathering with our five senses can now be processed. And so as we begin to process things through this truth filter, we gain a whole new perspective on life. And that's how we can walk down this path of peace. And Clay, that's exactly what you're talking about as far as the Word of God is concerned, that it reaches down into these spirits of ours and then works its way out through these souls, through our mind, emotions, and wills, and then eventually out through our actions. So faith expressing itself through love, that's how it eventually is going to spell itself out. But it starts in these spirits of ours. That's why it's of necessity to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's not just about adhering to a doctrinal statement. It's about being made new inside, being born again of the Spirit of God. So as believers, we have that opportunity to walk that path of peace. Why? Because we have the Spirit of truth living in us who can renew our minds and give us a new perspective on life and enable us to say thanks, give thanks in all circumstances, and the byproduct of that will be the peace of God that passes all understanding. So, Clay, thanks for your passion, my friend. We sure love it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, Bob, thank you.
God bless.
Clay. Yes. Well, again, friends, if you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, that's Central Time, of course, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742, toll-free, U.S., Canada, 844-322-2742. Richard and Bob have a message for you. It's called The Breakout, the message to encourage you and to respond to the eternal truths of the New Covenant and experience all that God has provided for you through Jesus Christ. We've been talking about our emotional responses, and this plays right into what we've been talking about. A copy of The Breakout is our gift to you this month when you make your gift to help Basic Gospel meet the fiscal year-end budget we have talked about during this particular month. Join us, friends. Click the prominent link at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We really, really need your help at this particular time, friends.
Well, thanks, Bob. And along with that gift, The Breakout that we'll put in your hands will include a copy of this Biblical Path to Peace.
Yes.
It's a wonderful resource, and much of the information that Richard and I talk about in that particular series is directly from this chart.
Yep.
So I think if you have this with you as you're listening to those messages, I think this will all start making sense to you. The dots will start connecting, and you will learn what it means to walk in truth, to have your minds renewed with truth, and how you can face the circumstances of life, not being devastated by them. Yes, you're going to experience disappointment. Yes, you're going to have those feelings. That's just part of the human process. That's just part of being human. But you don't have to let that disappointment turn into all those negative emotions. Mm-hmm. You can actually allow that to be a catalyst to bring peace to your heart and soul. So make a contribution today. We'll send this breakout series to you along with this brochure, The Biblical Path to peace.
That's good stuff again. And question from Luis, who wrote to us. He has a very interesting question. He asks, can God ask me to do something through my dreams? He says, I had a dream that I walked out of my job. I like my job, but one of the salesmen had the same dream. What does the Bible say about dreams?
Well, what it says about dreams is, you know, first and foremost, in the book of Hebrews, I think it's important. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. So when you look back in the Old Testament and you ask the question, how did God speak to the people through the prophets? You see that dreams and visions were a part of that process, that some of the prophets had dreams, and those dreams kind of dictated how things were going to take place. We even see that in the book of Acts. Peter had this vision of a sheet coming down, and he got some information that helped shape how he was going to handle an upcoming situation. But all of this now needs to be filtered through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We all want experiences, and we want those experiences to count for something. But we have to filter those experiences through Jesus. Jesus is God's final word to each and every one of us. When we understand that, we can give those things their proper place. We don't have to put a lot of stock into them. We don't have to be excited about them and share and, you know, God did this through a dream and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody else, well, why hadn't he done that through me? Well, the issue is he's done everything that we need through Jesus. Jesus is God's final word, and you can trust him. So if you've had a dream and the dream has said walk away from your job, you're going to have to bring that to Jesus and say, I'm going to have to trust you with this. Is this really what you want me to do? And then as you reason through the word of God, then I think a plan will emerge as to what the steps are that you need to take.
Yeah, I mean, it's very closely related to things we talked about last month in knowing God's will. You have to start from the premise that as a child of God, I am squarely in his will.
Yes, already.
Already. I don't have to discover if I am. I simply am. And now I get to have these conversations with God from that position of strength, not from a position of weakness where I'm trying to guess what he wants.
Yes.
It's a completely different way to converse with God, and it's his idea to do it for us. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah. So my answer to that is don't put a lot of stock in your dreams. Put a lot of stock in Jesus. Put a lot of stock in what the Word of God clearly speaks to you, and then go forth. I think that's how you have to handle all of those experiences. A lot of people will say, I saw an angel, I did this or I did that. And, it sounds like an extraordinary experience, but it doesn't compare to what you have in Jesus.
Yeah.
So take it to Jesus, take it to the Word of God. Let Jesus, through his Spirit and through the clear teaching of the Word of God, direct your paths, and I guarantee you those paths will be straight.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, at the outset of the broadcast, you gave a very clear delineation of the financial need that we have at this particular moment. I know many new listeners have come on since that time, so reiterate what you were saying, please.
Well, we have a lot of ground to cover between now and June 30th, and June 30th is our fiscal year end. We want to come out of this year with books all cleaned up and in solid position to grow and extend the ministry beyond our current outreaches. But we can't do it without you. And we've been funding the ministry through reserve funds for the last couple of months. Those reserve funds are getting low. And I just ask you to do a favor and to go and make a contribution today. To go
right
online
now.
Today. BasicGospel.net, click the donate link, follow all the instructions, or call 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Talk with Billy. She'll walk you through the process. It will be a great encouragement to us and will move us closer to reaching our goal. So we need to hear from you today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. Well, thanks to all of you who have tuned in to hear this particular Basic Gospel program. We appreciate your partnership with us. For Bob and Richard, the ministry team, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.